Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Klayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kicha Aretz Toitzit Simcha. Just like the land sends forth what sprouts from it, what grows from it. V'chagana, like a garden, Zeroeah, its plants, Tatzmiach, sprouts. So too, Kein Hashem Elokeinu will give us many, many brachais that the pasuk lists over there in Yeshaya. So we're not learning Yeshaya, we're learning Masechtas Klayim. Why are we quoting this pasuk? The pasuk mentions a garden. Let's see how many things grow in this garden. Toitzi comes forth, that's one. Tzimcha, it'll sprout. That's two things. Zeroeah, it's seeds, that's Lashon Rabban two. So what do we have so far? Toitzi is one. Tzimcha is one. Zeroeah, its seeds, is two, total four. Then it says Tatzmiach, that's a fifth one. So there are five things growing in this garden, even though the Navi Yeshai is using it as a mashal. But we learn from this pasuk that there's a kind of garden where you can have five things growing and that's it. It can be up to five, that's a big chiddush, but it can't be more than five. So which garden is this? What are we talking about here? Let's see our Mishnah. Aruga. We have over here a patch in a garden. She shisha tvachim al shisha tvachim. That is six tvachim by six tvachim. Zaydim b'taycha. You can plant in this garden patch, which is six tvachim by six tvachim, in this aruga. Chamisha zeirayim. Five kinds of vegetables. That's how it's explained over here. It can't be a grain. Grain is over a larger field. But vegetables usually are in small patches, so that's what we're talking about. So we have, again, a 6 by 6 tvachim garden patch, and we can have five types of vegetables here. So zakta Mishnah, arba, four of these vegetables, ba'arba ruchas aruga, you can plant alongside the four sides of the aruga. So imagine a checkerboard, the top and the bottom and the two sides. V'yechad ba'emtza, and one in the middle. Those are our five types of vegetables in this aruga. So I'll tell you what you can do. Can you take out a mishnayis? You know, the big mishnayis with the Bar Tanur and the Taisus Yom Tov and the Tiferes Yisrael at the bottom. And turn to this mishnah, the Masechtas Klayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So you're going to see many different diagrams over here. A lot of different shatim. Well, let's look at the one in the Bar Tanur. And if you don't have such a mishnayis, I'll do my best to try to explain it to you. Imagine again a checkerboard. Imagine the checkerboard. 6 by 6 rows. If there are 6 by 6 rows, or a multiplication table, 6 by 6 rows, something like that, there's a total of 36 boxes here. By each of the outside rows, top, bottom, right, left, or if you want, north, south, east, west, you can fill up the middle four patches and leave the corners. In other words, the top right has to be left empty. The top left has to be left empty. The bottom left has to be left empty, and the bottom right has to be left empty. That means on each of the four sides of my checkerboard, or multiplication table, whatever mashal does better for you, I have vegetables almost along all the outside rows with the exception of the corners. So that's only four. The Mishnah is saying you could have five. Where's the fifth one? The fifth one will be in the center, and it's going to be in a diamond shape. A diamond is really a square on a tilt, with the corners of the square on top and on the bottom. The mile of this is that the only connection between the different types of vegetables are at corners. In this diagram, there are no two different types of vegetables that are side by side. They only touch each other on the corners. The top row touches the left row, only at the corner. We said the top left is empty. The left row touches the bottom, only at the corner. The bottom left is empty. The bottom one touches both the right and the left, only at the corner. Because the bottom left and bottom right are empty. And the one on the right only touches the bottom and the top at the corners, because the bottom right and the top right are empty. And as far as the middle's in a diamond shape. So the top of the diamond touches the top row. This is our fifth one over here. the left of the diamond touches the left row, the bottom of the diamond touches the bottom row, the right of the diamond touches the right row. But you don't have any two different types of vegetables that run along each other side by side. It's all what we call Rosh Tur, which, as we explained, is Mutter. If you happen to be looking at a Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayos, that's the big Mishnayos. In my Mishnayos, it's page 224, or Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. You'll notice in the Tiferes Yisrael the two diagrams. One to the right, that's what we just explained, with the corners missing and the diamond in the middle. And the other to the left. Now here it's the same idea. If you see it, fine, I'm not going to do my best to explain it to you. Over here, what we're doing is we're planting only in the four corners, but the diamond is much bigger. But it's the same idea that only corners touch each other. None of the five vegetables are aligned side by side. Obviously, there are many shittos here and a lot more to learn, but we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hayla gevul gvaya tefach. This 6x6 garden patch, let's say it has a wall around it, a border around it. And this border is a tefach high and a tefach wide. The border was made of earth, explains the Vatanura. So now, if I'm going to count the full width and length of this garden patch, including the borders, it's not 6x6, it's 8x8. Because there are borders on all four sides. So there's an extra tefach on each side. And this border is made out of earth, so you can plant on it. So Zok the Mishnah, Hayla gevul gvaya tefach. If there was a border around the patch made out of earth, which is a tefach high and a tefach wide, Zoyim b'toicha shloisha aser, you can plant within this patch up to 13, not just 5, but 13 different types of vegetables. How is that going to work? Shloisha al kol gvul ugvul. Three different types of vegetables on each one of these borders. So that's 3 times 4, that's 12. Ve'echad ba'emtza, one in the middle, here's my 13. So if you have that Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayos, again, that's the big Mishnayos with all the Mefarshim open. Turn to Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Again, in my Mishnayos, it's 224. So you see, again, there's a bunch of pictures. So there's a line on top of the Tiferes Yisrael. The first picture over that line, right? Over the line on top of the Tiferes Yisrael, you have the Melech HaShloim, and then there's a picture there, the lowest picture on the page, besides for the two pictures in the Tiferes Yisrael. It's actually part of the Batanur. So it's not 3D, but you'll have to use your imagination a little bit. In the middle, where you have the diamond, that's 6x6. And the outer borders are raised a tefach and it's wide a tefach. So you can have what amounts to 3 on each side. You have to leave the corners empty. Then I plant one, skip one, plant one. Skip one, plant one. 3 on each side. So 3 times 4 again is 12. And I have the diamond in the middle. So in the middle now means going down a tefach into the field. Now the species along the sides, the different types of vegetables along the sides, which is on top of the border, have to have a tefach and a half in between them. The ones on top, meaning on the border, they have to have this space in between, because if not, they would be side by side. The one in the middle, which is diamond shape, comes up until the wall. And Mefarshim has kashas over, really you can plant more. But we'll leave that. Let's just get the pshat of the Mishnah. Now, let's say I had an area of 8x8, but the parameter around and around would not be raised a tefach. It won't be a border of earth that comes up a tefach. We wouldn't allow 13. Remember, Masechta's claim is a mixture of the technicalities and Marisayin. The technicalities could be okay, but if the Marisayin is not good, Chazal won't allow it. Sometimes the technicalities are not okay, but the Marisayin is good. Chazal understand a flat 8x8, you can't have 13. That's too much. Too much of an ervuvia. That looks like klai. But with the outer border, being also higher a tefach. It's like a wall of earth around it. Under these circumstances, you can have the 13, which again is 3 on each side. That's 4 times 3 is 12, and the diamond shape in the middle, totaling 13. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Zakta by the Mishnah Vayter, if you want to take advantage of this border, this earth border that comes up, and you want to plant 13 on the border, but lo yita roish halefes b'teich hagvul. Don't plant the head of a turnip. That can't be one of the things on the border. Why not? It has very wide leaves. And it spreads out. The three minim on the border have only a tefach and a half in between each other. You're going to have the lefes with its large leaves, it's going to look like one mush. So therefore, you can tack a plant 12 different types of vegetables on the border, but it can't be Rosh HaLefes. Lo yita Rosh HaLefes b'toich hagvul. You can't plant the head of a turnip as one of the minim, as one of the choices, if you want to take advantage of these 13 that are allowed on the gvul, b'neishu mimaleyu, because again, it's going to fill up this whole border area because it has such large leaves that spread so wide. And finally, Zakta Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have a border? You have 6x6, tvachim. On top of that, on each side, there's a raised border, so there's a total of 8x8. You can still plant your 12 on the raised border. But why are you saying only one in the middle? Only one diamond shaped in the middle? You can have 6 of these diamonds in the middle. In other words, not on the border, in the field between the borders. So if you still have your Mishnayis, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, or page 226 in mine anyway, at least in the old ones. So on the right-hand side, you'll see a bunch of pictures. On the first column from the right side, the middle picture. So you see you have 12 on the border. In addition, you have two rows of diamond shapes in the middle, in the sixth tvach, which is going to give us a total of 18. 12 on the border, and 6 in the middle. And this will be according to the second shot in the Batanura. So, chazring our Mishnah, we have an aruga, which is shisha tvachim by shisha tvachim. We learn from a pasuk, or at least the pasuk is a remez, you can plant 5 different types of vegetables, 4 alongside each of the outer rows, as long as you leave the corners out, and 1 diamond shape in the middle. This way, out of the 5 different types of vegetables, they only touch each other at the corners. Once they touch each other only at the corners, I don't need the full distance in between. If my 6x6 tvachim patch has a wall, an earth wall, which is a tefach high and a tefach wide, around and around, so including the wall, it's 8x8, then you can plant 12 on the border, 12 different types on the border. We would leave the corners empty, and then we would have 3 patches on each of the 4 sides. You have enough of a distance between each of the patches that are aligned, and the ones that touch only on the corner, and you would have 1 diamond shape in the middle. The Mishnah told us, however, if you're going to take advantage of this and plant on top of the border, it can't be a Rosh HaLefes, because that has wide leaves. It's going to look like too much of it's all growing together. It'll make it look like too much of a mixture. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're planting 12 on the border, not just 1 diamond shape, but you can have 6 diamond shapes in the middle. At least that's according to the second shot of the Batanura. And hopefully one day, Bezer Shem Yisbruch, if you look in the Mishnayis, you'll see all the shitas over here in the Rishayim. The Skveret Rebbe Chaim Levracha once said that when he was younger and he needed a break, you did like a Bein Hazmanim. He sat down alone with a Masechtas Klayim, and he figured out all the Shitas over here, in the Batanura, in the Taisus Yamtiv, and the other Rishayim. So, hopefully the same for all of us one day.